ever slip on like a VR headset and think, wait, I could design this entire world. That's what we're diving into today, how the metaverse is like reshaping the landscape for 3D artists.
Yeah, it's not just about creating visuals anymore. It's about crafting like entire experiences.
Exactly. So we're talking about spaces where the lines between online and real life kind of blur. Instead of just looking at a screen, you're in it. Imagine your art as something people don't just admire, but like actually step into and explore.
Yeah.
That's a whole different ballgame for a 3D artist.
And it requires a different way of thinking about your craft, too.
Yeah.
Like in the metaverse, your creations exist in this persistent world.
Yeah.
They interact with users, with each other. It's a level of dynamism we've just never seen before.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit for our listeners. For those already creating in 3D, how is this different from, say, designing assets for a video game?
Well, think about the difference between creating a beautiful painting, right, and constructing a whole theme park in a game. Your art exists within, you know, a defined set of rules and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
In the metaverse, you're building those rules.
Yeah.
You're designing not just the look, but the feel, the functionality, like the entire experience.
So you need to think about user interaction from the ground up.
Exactly. Every detail, from the texture of a surface to, you know, the way light interacts with an object, it all contributes to the overall immersion. You're creating a world. You're not just creating an element within it.
That sounds both incredibly liberating and maybe a little intimidating, honestly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's why this shift towards user-generated content is so significant.
Hmm.
Think about it. What if you could design and sell not just a single 3D model, but like an entire line of customizable clothing, accessories, even animations that users can buy to, you know, express themselves in the metaverse?
Now we're talking. That's a whole new level of creative control and income potential.
Precisely. And because the metaverse is built on interconnectivity, your creations can seamlessly move between different virtual spaces.
Yeah.
Imagine someone buying your virtual jacket in one world and then wearing it to a virtual meeting in another.
Oh, wow.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah. It's like the metaverse is opening up this whole new dimension of artistic expression.
It is.
But with all this talk of like limitless potential, I'm also kind of curious about the practical side of things.
Sure.
What does this actually like mean for a 3D artist's career?
Well, it means that the demand for those skills is exploding, right? We're seeing job growth in areas like virtual real estate, you know, immersive entertainment, even like education and healthcare are migrating to these virtual spaces.
Wow.
And they all need skilled 3D artists to you know, bring their visions to life.
Virtual real estate is a great example. It
yeah.
sounds like, you know, it sounds like a sci-fi concept.
Right.
But you're talking about people like buying and selling virtual properties, designing homes, offices, like even entire landscapes.
Yeah. And it's not even just about aesthetics either, right? It's about functionality and user experience.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine designing a virtual office space that, you know, that fosters collaboration, or a virtual museum that makes art truly come alive.
Wow.
This is where, you know, this is where your skills as a 3D artist become so invaluable.
So how does an artist even like get started in this space? Are we talking about a whole new set of software and tools?
Well, the good news is if you're already comfortable with programs like, you know, Blender, Maya, Cinema 4D, you've got a solid foundation.
Okay.
To really thrive in the metaverse, you'll need to, you know, level up your skills in game engines like Unity and Unreal Engine.
Ah, game engines.
Yeah.
I'll admit that's always sounded a bit intimidating to me.
Sure.
What exactly makes them so crucial for metaverse creation?
Well, they're the tools that take your, like, static 3D models and bring them to life.
Okay.
In a game engine, you can add lighting, textures, physics, and most importantly, interactivity. It's where you script how objects behave, how users interact with them, and how the environment responds. So
it's about moving beyond just the visual design and like thinking about the entire experience someone has within that virtual space.
Precisely. And that's why, you know, that's why the learning curve for game engines can be steep.
Right.
But it's an investment that's, you know, that's becoming increasingly essential for any 3D artist serious about, you know, about the metaverse.
Okay. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, making money.
Sure.
We've touched on the job market, but what about like the direct income potential for 3D artists in the metaverse?
Yeah, the possibilities are truly exciting, and they come in, you know, they come in various forms.
Okay.
First, you have direct sales of 3D assets.
Right.
Think furniture, clothing, vehicles, anything and everything people might want in their virtual spaces.
So you could design a virtual lamp once and potentially sell it thousands of times.
Exactly.
As users decorate their like metaverse homes.
Exactly. And then there's, you know, and then there's the concept of royalties.
Okay.
Imagine designing a popular outfit or accessory for avatars, right? Every time someone buys and downloads your design, you get a cut.
Wow.
Some platforms even have revenue sharing models.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, based on how often your creations are used or displayed.
Okay. So there's real money to be made here.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a huge draw for any artist. But we'd be remiss if we didn't address the potential downsides.
Yeah.
The article hinted at some challenges regarding intellectual property in these virtual spaces.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, you're right. It's crucial to be aware of the legal landscape, which is, you know, which is still evolving alongside the metaverse itself. Mm-hmm. In the physical world, if you create a sculpture,
right,
it's, you know, pretty clear you own the copyright.
Right.
Right. But what happens when someone in the metaverse copies your 3D model?
Right.
Or alters it slightly and claims it as their own. These are, you know, these are complex issues that are still being debated.
That's a huge concern for artists. So
yeah.
How do you like protect your work in such a fluid, easily replicable environment?
That's the $1 million question.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are no, you know, there are no easy answers yet. But knowledge is power.
Mm.
Some platforms are implementing, you know, blockchain technology to track and verify ownership of digital assets.
Okay.
Understanding these systems and advocating for your rights as a creator will be essential.
So the metaverse offers these incredible opportunities for 3D artists.
It does.
But it also requires this new level of awareness and perhaps even activism to ensure creators are protected in this new frontier.
Exactly. And it's why it's so important to stay informed,
right,
connect with other artists and engage in these conversations as the metaverse evolves.
Well said. It sounds like the metaverse is not just changing the way we like create art,
mm-hmm,
but also challenging our traditional notions of ownership,
yeah,
value, and even the very nature of creativity itself.
That's a really insightful point. And it leads us to another crucial aspect of the metaverse for 3D artists competition.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have the skills and the drive.
Right.
But how does an artist stand out in a sea of incredibly talented creators all vying for attention in the metaverse? It's getting pretty real in here. And by real, I mean virtually competitive. We're talking about standing out in the metaverse as a 3D artist. Where do you even begin?
Well, that's where, you know, a lot of the traditional art world wisdom still applies, even in this new frontier. You have to develop your unique style, your artistic voice.
Yeah.
What makes your work different? What stories do you want to tell in this space?
So it's not enough to just be technically proficient.
Right.
You need like a strong point of view, a reason for people to gravitate towards your creations amidst a sea of options.
Precisely. And that's where understanding your audience comes in.
Okay.
Who are you trying to reach with your art? What kind of experiences do they crave? The metaverse allows for these incredible niche communities.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to get specific.
So if you're passionate about, say, creating whimsical fantasy environments, you might find a dedicated following among people who like love to explore those kinds of worlds virtually.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of collaboration and community building either.
Yeah.
The metaverse is inherently social. Connect with other artists. Share your work. Participate in, you know, virtual events.
Mm-hmm.
Building a strong network can be just as valuable as, you know, as technical skills.
It's that old adage, it's not just what you know, it's who you know. But in the metaverse, it feels like both are equally important. You need the skills to create and the savvy to like navigate this new landscape.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to the core of what we're talking about here, learning and adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
The metaverse is still in its early stages, right?
Right.
This is like the Wild West of creativity.
Yeah.
The rules are still being written.
It's a bit like those early days of the internet where if you were willing to like dive in and figure things out,
mm-hmm,
the possibilities were endless.
Exactly. And that's the spirit I hope our listeners take away from this deep dive. Embrace the unknown. Experiment. Be bold.
Don't be afraid to fail, because that's often where the most interesting discoveries are made.
That's well said. The metaverse rewards curiosity, and it needs artists who are willing to push boundaries and challenge conventions.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, any final thoughts for our listeners, you know, those 3D artists out there who are feeling both excited and maybe a little overwhelmed by this this brave new world?
Here's something to ponder.
Right? Yeah.
If the metaverse is all about blurring the lines between, you know, the real and the virtual, what happens when 3D art becomes more than just visuals? What if it's not just something you look at, but an experience you step into? What happens when we can not only view, but inhabit the worlds you create?
Wow. It's like art is transforming into an experience, not just a finished product. And that's a pretty incredible thought to leave us with.
It is. It is. And it's a future that 3D artists like yourselves are, you know, are uniquely positioned to shape.
And on that inspiring note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of 3D art in the metaverse. A huge thank you to our expert for guiding us through this fascinating landscape.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listeners, keep exploring, keep creating, and most importantly, keep learning. We'll see you in the metaverse.